Are you ready? Hey, think you could tell us what to do? You think you could tell us what to wear? You think that you're better? Well, you better get ready. Bow to the masters. Break it down!
This is an ESPN 97.5 Road Show, live from Lucky's Pub in Edo, for the Carbach Crawford Bach release. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz, live here at Lucky's Pub for the release of the Carbach Crawford Bach, which I have to say, I've already had a couple of, but this is one beer that I don't think has gotten a bad review from anybody. Everyone I've talked to is like, man, I love that Crawford Bach. And it's just so smooth. It's just such a great beer. I'm actually going to put the old Crawford Bach sticker right here on the computer.
What did you do to H-Town Berg fan?
I have no idea.
You worked so hard to step your game up on the appearance.
Yeah, and can I just say, that's the exact same. We filmed all those at the same time, so it's the same outfit as yesterday. It's the same. He's come after me a couple times this week.
Why is he hating on you?
I don't know. I'll give him one more, and then he's blocked.
Is he jealous of your look, maybe?
I don't know. I don't care. But.
Or is he maybe closeted and, you know, he wants some of that power.
I'm sorry. Falcon, don't roll that way.
Oh, come on, Fowler. I've been out there in Vegas with you.
No. You can stop that. You can stop with that. But, yeah, I don't know. I don't know what his problem is. I don't care. If it makes you happy to sit here and pick at little tiny things on a video I do, then good for you, man. I mean, I would prefer to do something like, oh, have a life. Like maybe go out and get a girlfriend or have a beer or watch a sport rather than, you know, pick apart somebody's videos, but whatever.
Hater.
Man, just do whatever you want, man. I don't care.
Don't be a hater.
You know what? I got Crawford Bach. I'm good. I'm just sitting here at Lucky's having a good time, just like everybody else. And hopefully you guys, there's a lot of people here now. You guys want to come out? Great place to do it. This is like one of the iconic sports bars in the city, to be honest with you. There's about three. And Lucky's in East Downtown is one of them. And I love coming here. And it's the place I come a lot when just for the hell of it because it's close by.
It's in your hood.
It is, and it's a great place.
I mean, you have to walk by homeless people to get here. But
No, I don't. Not from my side of town.
Just kidding.
No, I mean.
That was what's called a throwback to an earlier conversation.
Okay. 713-780, ESPN 713-780-3776. And see, now you got people talking about Fernando again. Great.
Everybody remembers.
You gotta quit creating these rumors. Because then if I deny it too much, then I'm offending my gay friends.
Yeah.
Which I don't really want to do.
Don't be a homophobe.
But I'm not. But, you know, I also don't want to give people the wrong idea. I don't want them to think they have a chance.
Okay.
You know, I mean, that's, come on. All right, we need to do our baseball predictions, man.
All right.
So, what do you want to start with? Let's do the Astros last.
Okay. So, then we'll start with National League.
Okay. Let's do that.
Let's burn through it real quick. I don't want to spend all day on this, but
me either.
Let's start National League West. Who do you like?
I'm going to go for a surprise here. I think the Colorado Rockies win the division.
I'm with you.
Really?
Yeah.
You were supposed to tell me I'm stupid.
No, it's not stupid.
I think the
Dodgers are crumbling. I don't want to say crumbling, but they're not as good as they were the last couple of years. Kershaw's health is an issue, so yeah.
That concerns me. I think, you know, losing guys like Puig, that's a lot of production.
And Kemp,
yeah. So I think it's the Rockies' year. I have Rockies, Dodgers, Diamondbacks, Padres, Giants.
That sounds about right.
Okay.
You said you have Diamondbacks and Padres?
Yes.
I'll go Padres and Diamondbacks.
Okay, that's fair enough. I still think the Diamondbacks are pretty good, although losing Goldschmidt's a big loss. NL Central, I am going to go with Los Cubs to bounce back this year.
I'll go with Los Brewers because I like beer.
Well, everybody likes beer.
I mean, I also like their squad.
Yeah,
so.
No, they're very good. It was really close for me between those two, but I'm going to take Cubs over the Brewers.
I think Brewers, Cubs, Cardinals are all in a bag.
Yeah, I do too. And
then the Reds, then the Pirates suck.
Yeah, that's pretty much how I have it. So I'll take Cubs, you take Brewers. National League East.
Aaron, it's your job to write all this down. You know that, right?
Yeah, because we're going to have to.
Are you aware?
Well, I can go back and pull the audio later.
Well,
so
fine, okay. But do that because at the at the end of the year, we're going to talk about how stupid we look.
We don't need to have everybody. We just need the win, like the playoff teams.
Yeah,
this
right.
is how we make each other look stupid as the season goes on.
Yep.
All right, National League East.
Like when I said the Falcons would be in the NFC Championship game.
Actually, I did really well on my football predictions this year compared to past years.
Probably. I think we all had one dumb one.
Yeah.
Mine was Falcons in the NFC Championship.
Mine was Jaguars in the playoffs. That's what it was. So
that's not good.
All right. National League East.
I guess the Phillies. I don't love anybody.
You weren't supposed to do that because I was going to do that. I was going to take the Phillies.
Well, I mean, I think Phillies, Nationals, and Braves are all pretty good. I don't like the Braves bullpen, though, so
yeah.
I'll go Phils.
I like Phillies, Nationals. I think Nationals are actually going to be really good again, even without Bryce Harper. Then I'll go Braves, Mets, and, you know, Marlins suck. So my division winners, I have the Phillies, the Cubs, and the Rockies.
I've got Phillies, Brewers, Rockies.
Who are your wild cards?
Let's go Cubs and I'm going to go Mets.
Okay, I'm going to go Dodgers and Brewers.
Oh, I should have gone Dodgers. That's all right.
That's all right. Yeah.
I'll stick with what I got.
Okay. So we head to the American League East. I'm going to
Yankees, Red Sox, Rays, and then nothing else matters.
Yeah, that's pretty much it. It's Yankees, Red Sox, Rays, Jays, Orioles. If we're going to go
about right,
but
I think Orioles are so bad.
I think the Red Sox have a little bit of a hangover this season from winning last year. We saw it happen to the Cubs. We saw it didn't really happen to the Astros. They won 103 games, but I think the Yankees are better going in. If you know, again, we're assuming everybody's healthy, so I'll go Yankees and Red Sox in that order. AL Central.
Indians by default.
I really want to pick somebody like the Twins or the White Sox.
Twins are the next closest.
I just can't. I got to go with the Indians, too, although I don't think they're as good as they have been.
I think the Tigers, White Sox, Royals, they're all bad.
Yeah.
And that's a really bad division, by the way. It's almost as bad as the AL West, or maybe even as bad.
And that brings us to the AL West, where, no secret, I think the Astros run away with this division.
I think the Astros win the division, too. Fred, look at us.
Wow.
Same page.
All right, well, let's see about second and third, because I am going to go with what I think is a little bit of a surprise.
Okay.
I'm taking the Angels to finish second.
Yeah, I'm taking the Angels, too.
I'll bleep you.
Angels, A's, Rangers, Mariners.
Yeah, that's pretty much it. I do think the Angels might be a dark horse wild card contender, though.
I'll pass on that.
Okay.
I'll say wild cards are Red Sox and Twins. And then I'll say we'll have a Yankees in the World Series. I might go Yankees-Rockies World Series.
Okay, I'm going to go with Red Sox and Angels as my wild cards.
Okay.
I think the AL Championship comes down to the Astros and Yankees. And I think the Astros win the series. I'm going to take Astros and...
You seem really confident when you said Yankees first.
No, I'm taking the Astros to win the series.
Okay.
I think the World Series will be Astros and Los Cubs.
Okay. And who's the champion, Fred?
The Astros and six.
Astros and six.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, six, not sex. I don't know how you got that in your head.
No, I don't. You know exactly how I got there. I'll take Yankees over Rockies in the World Series.
Okay. So... How about this for, people always saying that we never give the local teams any respect.
Fred picks them as the champion. We double division winner, Fred. Look at us.
Yeah. Actually, we're pretty close on most stuff.
People call me a hater all the time of all the Houston local sports teams. I just said they're going to win the AL West.
You are a hater.
Now, maybe you could say, sure, they're going to win the AL West because every other team is awful. And that could be true.
No, I think they're winning the AL West because they're pretty damn good.
Well, yeah, but every other team is awful.
Well, yeah. I think it could be like it was a couple years ago where they're winning by 18, 20
they
games.
They very well could be.
But, I do think the Angels, Pujols is going to have a bounce back year.
Pujols.
Trout's going to have a big year. Otani's going to be healthy.
Okay.
All right, I'm just going to call him Albert from now on because you, for some reason, that's funny to you, the guy's last name.
You don't find it funny?
No.
Oh, you're such a mature. It's gross.
No. If his name were Hole, it would be different. It's your fascination with poo. That's what it is. It's the poo part of it. All right. Hey, guys. Big, big races this weekend. Florida Derby, Dubai World Cup. And if you want picks on those races, all you have to do is go to Sports Map on Saturday morning when my Saturday picks post for Sam Houston. And you want to bet Sam Houston? BetUSRacing.com. That's the place to go. You can wager on over 200 racetracks right from your computer or mobile phone. It's time to get in on the action. BetUSRacing.com offers daily rebates with betting on horses, jockeys, even trainers. You can use the exclusive promo code PONY, P-O-N-Y. You're going to get 10% cash added to your next deposit. Need some action between the races? How about this? You can play blackjack and over 300 casino games at BetUSRacing.com. Sign up today to qualify for a $150 bonus. Start betting today. Get that blood pumping, man. Nothing like betting on the ponies. Don't forget to use the exclusive promo code PONY, P-O-N-Y. Get 10% cash added to your next deposit. BetUSRacing.com. It's time for you to get in on the action.
The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. This is an ESPN 97.5 Roadshow, live from Lucky's Pub in Edo for the Carbot Crawford Bach release. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz, live here from Lucky's Pub. We are in the eighth inning where I was just talking about how good the Astros would be in the eighth and the ninth inning, and Ryan Pressly's out there. The second of your big-time extension pitchers. Really good first effort for Justin Verlander.
I would say so.
Seven innings, three hits, one run on the home run, one walk, nine strikeouts. So is that good?
That's strong to moderately strong.
Yeah, that's pretty good. So Pressly in now, and Astros up 5-1. We are in the bottom of the eighth. So looking good for a victory. Somebody's asking, what store can I buy Crawford Bach at?
Pretty much every
store.
Yeah,
it's everywhere now, and obviously you can get it here.
Grocery stores, H-E-B, yeah. Lucky's Club, yeah, you name it, they got it.
Yeah. So, somebody says, Mother of Dragons at Comic Palooza this year, Fred, you going? I'm not one of those guys who goes to, I like the show, but I have no real interest in meeting any of the people or getting anything signed.
I think it's like Khaleesi and Melisandre are the
Melisandre's
stars.
There?
Yeah.
Okay. That might change it. Now, is it old Melisandre or is it young?
It's wearing the necklace Melisandre.
Okay. You know, I could go either way. I mean, I'm down with either one.
Yeah, I know.
So.
I swear, I thought when she took that necklace off, she turned into a dude.
No,
that
man.
That was an old lady.
No, huh? It was an old lady with breasts. God, saggies. She had saggies. But
a dude with, like, kind of, you know, man boobs.
No.
Floppy man boobs.
No, they were too floppy to be man boobs.
Okay.
So that I'd be, you know, I'd be interested in hanging out with her, but not at like a Comic Palooza with 10,000 other people. Like, you know, she wanted to come to one of the bars and hang out. I could do that.
Just invite her out after.
Yeah.
Hey, well, when you're done signing autographs and taking pictures, if you want to come out and get wasted, maybe make out.
Yeah. Maybe take off the necklace.
Oh,
you know, just saying. It could happen.
Mid-ride.
Oh, man. Hey, I don't know if you saw this story, but I kind of have some thoughts on it. I kind of wanted to get your opinion.
All right.
The Phillies have, and we've joked on air before about the Texans media policies. The Phillies are now saying they'll revoke press credentials from reporters who text or tweet while players are speaking.
What?
It says, please remind your talent, photographer. I hate that term, talent, by the way. It's like whenever they we were in meetings about, oh, the talent is AJ. Stop. I hate that term.
You just hate it when they say it about me.
No, I hate it when they say it about me.
Oh, okay.
But it says, please.
Well, I hate it when they say about you, too.
Yeah, well, but, I mean, it's true, but that's that has nothing to do with it. But, no, it says, please remind your talent, photographers, and anybody else from your station that is at attendance at a Phillies media availability that texting while the manager and players are speaking is inappropriate. So, are they talking about just texting your girlfriend? Or are they talking about, yeah, because, I mean, if you're tweeting out, oh, it said it meant to say tweeting. So they don't want you tweeting saying manager says this, which a lot of guys do here in Houston all the time.
Why do they not want that?
I don't know.
Would it be better if you catch it on video and then tweet out the video?
It just seems kind of draconic to me because...
Did they not realize that Twitter is now a major player in media?
I don't
know. That's a big way of dispersing news.
Well, yeah, and if somebody says something important, you want to get it out right away, right? That's what I see that all the time with Bill O'Brien said this from, you know, Aaron Wilson and John McClain and all those guys will tweet out Mark Berman, you know, someone, you know, he said this about this, and are we out of the inning?
Who is the Phillies manager?
I don't think it's the manager.
This is the club.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. That seems pretty backwards to me.
Somebody says, do they understand that our bosses tell us to tweet during press conferences? That is pretty much the point. So, I just...
You know what I would do if I were media in Philly? Just block the Phillies and then do what you want.
Yeah, but... I mean, somebody somewhere is going to see your tweets.
Then just deny it.
How do you do that?
Say you were hacked. Everyone knows that. That's the move.
Oh, come on. No, I think... I just think you do it.
By the way, it's Gabe Kapler.
Okay.
Manager of the Phillies.
Yeah, I knew that.
Well.
Oh, it's Missandei. It's not Melisandre. It's the slave girl.
Oh.
No, I'm not going for that.
Oh, okay.
I mean,
that's pretty racist of you.
No, it's not. It's not because of that. It's
just admit it.
She banged a eunuch. I'm out on that.
How do you even do that?
I don't know, but they figured it out.
I feel like we need details on that.
Well, you know, that's something that you'll have to check
out.
Would
you call
them.
That the strong hand? The hand of the king?
Maybe. Maybe. Or maybe she's just crawling on it.
Yeah,
I don't know. I don't know how that actually works.
Is there a nub, like when you dock a dog's tail?
Well, I mean, no, you still have the frank, you just don't have the beans.
Oh.
So I'm pretty sure you can still...
I don't know how you could get...
No, I think you can.
Pumped up without the beans.
No, I think you can. I just don't think there's any payoff.
Really?
Yeah. So it's basically just like drunk sex.
I mean, you'd have to be getting testosterone injections otherwise, because if you're...
Okay, pretty sure they did not have testosterone injections during the Game of Thrones days.
How do we know that Game of Thrones isn't in the future and not in the past?
Well, it could be.
Like Star Wars.
But it's a
like
bad...
You see the costumes they're wearing, and you say... But then it says, a long time ago in a galaxy far, far away,
I know, but
they've got lasers.
But the thing is, it's a bad future, because it's not like when we had the ancient aliens, and...
You're going to go over my head with this.
And all those guys...
Don't do it.
And they built the pyramids,
don't
and they did
it.
All this stuff that was great civilization. It's not like that. You just need to watch more ancient aliens.
I don't need to.
I think it's important. I think it's important for your mental well-being.
I don't think so.
713-780-3776 if you wish to text the show. And somebody says, Robert says, everybody hacks media Twitter accounts to send out dong pics and quotes from the Phillies manager. I like that idea.
That's a good idea.
Yeah. So, yeah, the Astros get another hit.
That's right. In your face.
Which is Melisandre's necklace off mid-ride. Yeah, okay. I mean, you got to keep going at that point, right?
I mean, what do you do, stop?
No.
No.
You're going to finish strong.
Yeah.
You're going to keep taking it to the hole and just finish strong. That's all. God, I can't believe you guys even had me visualizing this.
Boy, that's an unknown stat to me. The Astros have the most road wins over a two-year span ever.
Wow.
The last 2 years?
Makes sense because they were a really good road team the year they won the series, and last year
that's
they won
impressive.
103 games. Yeah. Usually those.
And it's not even close. It's like 110 to 104. It's like the next closest. Huh?
What was that Mariners team that was so good? Was that was number two? Yeah.
That's like the Ken Griffey, Randy Johnson Mariners, Jay Buhner.
They came off. They came so close.
Hall of Famer Edgar Martinez.
God, I'm sorry.
Ugh.
That guy's not a Hall of Famer. Well, he is because he's
he
in.
He is, yeah.
But Shane Bell for everybody who voted for him. All right. You know what? He doesn't care because he's going to ride off into the sunset on his Harley.
He should on his Republic Harley-Davidson Harley. And, guys, if you haven't been out to Republic, you need to check them out. If you're in the market for a bike, there is no better spot in the city than Republic Harley-Davidson. And let me tell you why. They've got over 200 bikes in inventory. They're going to have the bike for you. They've got the best customer service rating in the state. Not just the city, in the state. Friendly, reliable, experienced, well-trained staff. Great specials going on this month. 5K major service, $296. 10K major service, $346. How about $399 for genuine Harley-Davidson tires, full set, fully installed, and up to 75% off licensed Harley-Davidson merchandise in the motor clothes department. And then, guys, the bike night coming up Saturday, March 30th. Mark your calendars. Republic Harley-Davidson's bike night. They were great last year. They'll be great this year from 6 to 9 p.m. Get some tasty grub from Fuddruckers, live music, door prizes, demo rides, and more. Come see why Republic is Houston's number one Harley dealer. Stop in and visit them, 12707 Southwest Freeway in Stafford, just outside the Beltway, or always open at republichd.com.
For something to do this weekend, visit culturemap.com to find out everything going on in the city. ESPN 97.5 Roadshow, live from Lucky's Pub in Edo for the Carbach Crawford Bach release. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Bauer and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz live here at Lucky's Pub, where you can watch what's left of the season opener. We're in the ninth inning. On their giant screen, $4 Carbach Crawford Bach pints and cans with a limited souvenir cup, which you guys need to get in on because this, got to tell you, this Crawford Bach is terrific. Bring your Crawford Bach cups back all season long. You'll get a dollar off your Crawford Bach. How about that?
That's a pretty good deal.
Yeah, and Lucky's, man, this is just such a cool place. It's one of the one of my favorite sports bars in all of Houston. And, of course, we're talking about the one down in East Downtown. We will be here and until the show's over, 7 o'clock. Right now you can't hear us out here because we have the game on, but once the game's over,
we're going to crank it up.
Yeah. This one goes to 11.
That's right.
Yeah, so that's what we're going to do. 713-780-3776 if you wish to text the show. Did you see this thing that Keith Olbermann got involved in?
No.
Apparently, somebody was out hunting turkey, shot a turkey, posted a picture of turkey, wrote a story about the turkey, and he just tweeted out.
Was it a magical turkey?
It was a white turkey, a white gobbler.
Okay.
Which I guess they're kind of rare, but I think you can still hunt them legally.
Okay.
So he basically, this is what Olbermann tweeted out, said, "It be rare and beautiful, so me should kill it. This pea-brain scumbag identifies himself as Hunter Waltman, and we should do our best to make sure the rest of his life is a living hell. And the nitwit clown who wrote his fawning piece should be fired." Talking about the newspaper that wrote about him shooting this thing. And apparently, the guy took it as an attack on him.
It was.
I don't know. Maybe there's some gray area with we should do our best to make the rest of his life a living hell.
I don't think so. I think that's an attack.
I'm kind of with you on that. And apparently, he said, "To tell you the truth, it seemed like a threat to me. Make my life a living hell? Seems like a threat to me."
Oh, he took it as a threat?
Yeah.
No, I just think he was saying, like, hey, Internet, do your thing.
Well, apparently...
Is he filing a lawsuit?
No.
Did he challenge him to a duel?
Well, if I'm the guy who shot the turkey, I'd be happy to meet Keith Olbermann in a field.
Yeah.
Anti-hunter, me with gun. I like my chances.
Yeah.
But
I will say, I mean, I don't know. I know I'm in Texas, so I'm going to be in the minority, but I don't like it when people shoot rare animals.
Well, I don't hunt anymore, but, I mean, if you're into it, that's great. I'm not big on going and killing.
Like, I get pissed off when I see people killing giraffes and
rhinos. Well, yeah, that kind of stuff.
Like that's garbage.
Yeah, but this is a freaking turkey. It's what you eat for Thanksgiving. But he says, telling over 1 million people to make someone's life a living hell could have seriously dangerous consequences.
Yeah, everyone could come poop in your yard.
And that would be bad.
It would be super bad.
So,
do you think this guy was intentionally hunting for the white turkey?
Yeah, well, I think that was the point of the story. He'd been hunting this turkey for a while and tracking him and finally got him.
Well, it just seems kind of crappy to me, but I'm whatever.
Not illegal.
But it's not illegal to shoot giraffes either.
No, that's to me, it's a little different. Giraffes got personality. We don't eat them for Thanksgiving.
Okay.
But, like, if you're going out and trying to hunt a whooping crane, yeah, you should go to jail.
Okay.
Because that is illegal.
Well, maybe whoever's in charge of these white turkeys should get on the ball and make it illegal.
Fine.
Do giraffes have personality?
A little bit, yeah.
I didn't know that. More so, I've never thought of that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
That's why, that's why you have to have a Pulp Fiction conversation about them. Giraffes got personality.
Okay. Hey, if it does, it does.
Well, think of it this way. Remember Toys R Us?
Yeah.
Remember Joffrey the giraffe?
I think it was Jeffrey.
Personality.
Okay.
Uh-oh.
No, that ain't going to make it.
Nope. Okay. So,
not going to get there.
Two outs in the ninth.
Oh, look at tomorrow's pitching matchup.
It's pretty good for a day two, huh?
Very good for a day two.
Garrett Cole
and Chuck Morton.
Chucky's back.
Good old Chuck Morton. Man, it's crazy to see his number. His numbers were so good last year.
Yeah, but you know what? He's not going to have that spin right now.
I think he took the advice with him. Or the cheating method.
Well, we will see.
Whatever they want to call it.
Mm. Somebody says white gobbler turkey lives matter too, Fred.
That's right, Fred.
But the only question is, how's he going to taste? That's all I care about.
That's all you care about.
Yeah. But I do think going out and telling, let's make this person's life a living hell on Twitter, I think that's crossing a line.
What if he just said, Twitter, do your thing with this guy? Because that's what I would say.
Yeah.
And then it's kind of vague, but Twitter knows.
But make this guy's life a living hell is not vague.
That's true.
So... And to be honest, I didn't even know Keith Olbermann was still doing anything important.
I didn't know. It said he works for ESPN, right?
Yeah, I think he's back at ESPN. Maybe somebody can tell me what he's actually doing.
I didn't know that.
So, 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. So, some numbers from today's soon-to-be Astro win. George Springer just won for five, but he drove in three runs with his third straight year of a home run in his first two at-bats. And the game is over.
That is a victory.
You can't win all 162 until you win the first one.
On pace, guy might say the Astros are going to go undefeated this year.
They're on pace to win 162 games.
Which would be a record, undoubtedly, right?
Yeah, I think that would be a record.
I don't have the stats in front of me, but I'm guessing that'd be a record.
So, Altuve with two hits and a home run today. Brantley with two hits and a home run.
Home run.
Gurriel had two hits.
And a really, really not great defensive play.
No.
But what about Jose Altuve?
I already mentioned him. He went 2-for-4 with a home run.
Home run.
Tyler White, 1-for-4. Robinson Chirinos, 1-for-3. And Hake Mariznick.
Boy, they beat up old Blake Snell, huh?
Yeah, they did. So
good for them. That's a good day.
Snell, 6 innings, 6 hits, 5 runs, 2 walks, 3 strikeouts, gave up 3 home runs.
That don't happen often.
Verlander, 7 innings. We mentioned earlier, 3 hits, 1 earned run, 9 strikeouts.
Niner.
Presley struck out two in his inning, and Osuna with a scoreless inning, he struck out one. So 5-1, Astros are well on their way to the AFC West Championship.
AFC West?
AL West.
There you go. Yeah. That's better.
Yeah.
That's more, I think logistically that's the way it's going to go.
They could win the AFC West. They're that good. They're better than the Chiefs.
That's questionable.
All right. 713-780-ESPN. Now you can turn us up now because, you know, we don't have the so now that people who came out to hear us can actually hear us, but that's okay. We wanted to wait till the Astro game was over. All right. Yeah.
We didn't want to interrupt the people watching the Astros game.
Yeah, because to be honest, I was watching the Astros game, too. I wasn't even really doing the show.
It would have been disrespectful for us to talk over the game.
Yeah. So there you go. Now we can talk because it's some commercial.
They paid us to come here and talk. So.
Or some of that, yeah.
I mean, it seems appropriate that we do it.
Right. But, see, we wasted a lot of the best stuff already. That's the problem. Like Melisandre turning into old during. We wasted that. So, yeah, we're going to have to come up with some new stuff now.
You know, I'm sure we'll find a way. Well, that's what we do around here.
We try. 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. If you wish to text the show, we'll be happy to read your text. You can also hit us up on Twitter. You know all the addresses for that by now. If you don't, well, sorry.
It's at Fred Fowler and at Aaron is Blitzed.
And at AJ is the fake.
Yeah.
So you're good.
I like AJ is the fraud or AJ is the phony.
That is a good one. You probably should switch to that.
That's what people send to me when they use a hashtag AJ is the fraud.
Oh, really?
When
they actually do that?
Yeah, if I have a losing day in basketball, it's hashtag AJ is the fraud.
Yeah, it's funny. I've taken on some,
it's been a while since I had one of those, by the way.
Yeah, I haven't had too many haters on the horse picks this year, but one of them did it on a night where I picked 6 out of the 9 winners.
That's the worst.
I know. I'm kind of like, okay.
That's how I feel. Like I'll have like a 5-3 night, and I'm like, I'm feeling good.
Yeah, you're punching the clown. I mean, that's good stuff.
And it's one guy's like, yeah, but I bet heavy on this game. It's like, oh, well, okay. Sorry you made that mistake.
Yeah.
What are you going to do? Well, 10 hits opening day against against Blake Snell, against the defending Cy Young.
That's pretty good.
That's a good start for the Astros.
Pretty good. And I think this Rays team is actually sneaky good this year. So, but it's one game, and it's a good one game, though. Yeah, I mean, especially for the whole Thoroughbred meet, And the extra picks I've been giving people, I've been crushing it. So if you're not winning, that's on you.
It's your fault.
I'm not even going to dignify any of those, oh, your picks suck things. So USA Today ranked every single every single Game of Thrones episode.
Oh, no.
I just want to do, like, the top five and the worst.
Okay.
The one they have is the very worst was season 5.
What, was that last season?
No, season 6 was last season.
Okay.
Season 5, episode 6, that's the Sansa rape scene.
Oh, I didn't like that either.
Yeah, that one was pretty bad. So let's go to the good
ones. Sometimes there's uncomfortable, and then sometimes they're, like, unnecessary.
Yeah, we didn't need to see that.
No.
All right. Here's your top 5. And I got to say, I still think this one was the best. Season 6, episode 10, The Winds of Winter.
This is last season.
No, I'm sorry. 7 was last season.
Okay, I was going to say, last season sucked to me.
Last season?
Relatively. I mean, it's still good television. It's like I say about True Detective. Like, season 2 sucks compared to season 1 and 3. But as far as, like, the grand scheme of television, it's not horrible.
Right.
It just sucks related to its peers.
No, this was the season ender from season 6. That's where Tommen jumps out. That's where they blow everybody up in the Sept. That was the greatest episode ever.
That should have been number 1.
That should be number 1.
Where did the one rank where we did the timeline discussion of it, and there was no way, like when they were on that island in the middle of the ice, and there was just a couple of them, and somehow like the dragons came to save them in time, and there's zero chance that, like, mathematically it didn't make sense.
I'd have to go look at it, but
that
it's,
was the worst.
It's probably near the bottom.
That pissed me off so much.
Number four, season one, episode 9. That's where they cut off Ned Stark's head.
Okay, I liked that.
Yeah, that was what the kind of they said.
Because that was, I kind of was like, yo, these guys, they're for real. Because, like, up until that episode, you thought that Ned Stark was, the show was about Ned Stark.
It kind of was. He was the biggest star on there.
Yeah, so the fact that they were willing to cut his head off,
yeah,
that was strong. That was a strong play. A power play, you would call it.
Number three, season four, episode 9, The Watchers on the Wall. That was the battle with where what's his name, Stannis came to save him.
Again, okay.
Yeah, that was a pretty good one. This one, probably my number two, season 3, episode 9, The Reigns of Castamere, better known as The Red Wedding.
Yeah, that one's pretty famous.
The one that they have as number one is The Battle of the Blackwater, which I thought was good.
Which battle was that?
That was the one where they used the wildfire on the boats. And
oh, the green fire?
Yeah.
I didn't like that.
Yeah, I don't think that was the best one. It's good.
That just seemed like a cheap way to end it. It's like, oh, how do we decide how they win this battle? I know. Let's just use some magical fire that destroys everything. It's like an A-bomb.
Here's one that didn't make the top.
Can we agree that World War II had the least, like, dramatic ending of all the wars?
Pretty much, yeah.
Yeah, you just dropped a bomb, and it was like, okay, game
yeah,
over.
We quit. Yeah. Thanks. Oh, what, you dropped another one? We double quit.
And, like, in war, if your team drops the bomb and it's over, that's cool. In drama, you prefer to have, like, some question as to, like, what's going to happen. Like, when that green fire, it's like, okay, well, that's it.
Well, the one that just missed the top five, and I have mixed feelings about it, it was season 4, episode 8, The Mountain and the Viper.
Oh, I love that episode.
I loved it, but, like, I watched it again a couple weeks ago, and it's like nothing until the fight. Like, the whole episode sucks until the fight.
But that was a good fight.
And then the fight happens, and you forget the fact that the rest of the episode sucked.
Yeah.
Because that was so awesome. Anyway, all right, we probably need to go to break. I'm guessing there's music in our ears, but I can't hear it, so we're going to take a short break. We're out here at Lucky's Pub. Come join us. Celebrate your Astros. It is a Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
This is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5. This is an ESPN 97.5 Roadshow, live from Lucky's Pub in Edo, for the Carbach Crawford Bach release. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Here's Fred Bauer and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Your reminder to check out sportsmap.com, only the greatest sports website in the city of Houston. And a new feature up right now, you get a quick rundown of the Astros game. So if you were out and about and you didn't get to watch it and you want to know who was good and who was, you know, even more good,
excuse me,
551.
Pardon me.
It's right there on sportsmap.com. So it'll be there every day, and hopefully we'll be sponsored.
All day, or day?
Every game. We're going to have a little Astros update.
You're so committed to Los Astros, I guess because you think they're going to be the champions of the whole world.
I said that they're going to be the world champions again.
2 out of 3 years.
For the second time in 3 years.
Just like George Springer, 2 times in 3 years has an opening day home run.
Yeah. No.
But I guess that would be a bigger deal.
3 straight years.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
But two out of three, it's been first at bat.
Yeah. But the second.
Let's just talk. Let's just
the
say.
The third one was his second at bat, so therefore that makes it a stat.
Yeah, 3 straight years, his first or second at bat, he hit a home run. Like, not. It would have been too vague to say 3 years in a row he's homered on opening day. To me, that's a pretty good stat. But they were like, no, that's 3 years in a row that he's homered in either his first or his second at bat.
Yeah, that was
okay.
Just a wee bit of a stretch there.
Yeah, I mean, whatever you want to do. What am I? I'm not the Astros play-by-play guy, so I don't make those decisions.
All right, let's.
But the Astros play-by-play guy doesn't get to drink on the air.
That's
I
true.
Do.
That's so, true. And
Astros play-by-play guy.
Yeah, you don't get to drink Crawford while you're doing a show. Ever. So there.
That's right.
All right, let's do the Zadok Jewelers gym.
Sometimes do you look at Justin Verlander, like in that freeze frame, and say, God, Kate Upton had sex with that guy?
It gives you hope.
It's not that he's not good looking, but that's like a horrible picture. And if I'm Kate Upton and I see that, I'm like, really?
All I know is it gives me hope.
Kate Upton's got more money than Justin, I think. I think she's doing fine. She's in it for love.
All right.
Maybe Justin's just laying the pipe. We don't know.
Well, I mean, yeah, that's the thing. He is a number one starter.
Yeah.
But
maybe he's throwing heat.
Maybe
you know
so.
What I'm saying.
Maybe a slider.
Yeah.
Maybe that slider is working.
Or maybe she really enjoys the changeup every once in a while.
Yeah.
Or the backdoor cutter. Is that too much?
Yeah. I think you were doing great. And then
that was
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. I don't know what his.
And then he threw her a curve, and all of a sudden it just. Yeah.
I don't know what Justin's arsenal is at home, but the backdoor cutter seems like a pitch I might try to throw.
All I know is that guy puts up a lot of innings, man.
He's an innings eater.
Yeah, he is.
He's an innings eater.
All right, let's do the Zadok Jewelers Gym of the Day.
The Gym of the Day. It's the Gym of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gym of the Day.
So I have one of those headlines for you that's kind of no bleep.
Okay.
According to a scientific study. Thank
he
you.
Likes that shirt.
That's my Winter is Coming shirt.
Oh, that's right.
So I went, I've got to go nice and comfortable
that's
today.
That's right. This is the first day I've worn a T-shirt to work in like a month. It's awesome.
Well, I mean, I have a couple times, but I change clothes at halftime.
Yeah, I don't have that going for
yeah,
me.
Yeah, so today. Today's the first time this week, though, where I've kind of been able to say, all right, just jean shirt, Astros hat, represent, which Aaron over-represents. He's got the jersey.
I mean, that's all right. He doesn't have a hat.
No, I've got my Carbach hat
He's got
on.
A Carbach hat because yeah. He's representing that since Carbach invited
well,
us out here.
I like his Carbach hat. I want one of those because mine looks like a MAGA hat.
Mine does, too. I've got the red with the white letter.
And my jersey doesn't have anybody's name on it, so...
Yeah,
boy, Jose at our station, he's got like the most gigantic Astros jersey.
It's a Bregman jersey.
It is a Bregman jersey, but he said it was a medium. But it looks like a double XL.
He's a tiny though.
Yeah, but
I mean, he could be a jockey.
I said, dude, why didn't you shop in the kids section?
Yeah,
and he said they didn't have it in the kids section, so he decided to go with a medium. That was just massive.
All right, let's do the gym of the day. This is one of those no bleep headlines. According to a survey conducted by Resume.io, attractive-looking applicants have more chance of getting the job than unattractive applicants.
Yeah.
Did we really need a study for this? I think we all know that, right?
Everyone knows I got this job because I'm super hot.
No.
Did you do that, or did Jerry do that?
It was probably. I think it was.
It might have been me.
Oh, yeah. Dude.
No.
You realize I could fire you.
It was a risk I was willing to take.
Jesus.
Now, part of his gig here is he's allowed to humiliate you on air without retribution.
Yes, I'm so humiliated that someone played a ba-dum-dum on me.
Well, I think we all know that's why you didn't get the job. A talent had nothing to do with it either.
Well, yeah.
It was just knowing the right person. Let's be honest.
Like Verlander.
Yeah.
Backdoor cutter.
If you didn't know Dave Tepper, you would have never got the job. So
that's true.
Yeah, yeah.
That's probably true.
It worked out for you. But,
yeah.
But, yeah, so do we really need a study to tell us that attractive people get the gigs?
No. The better looking you are, the easier life is going to be.
Oh, absolutely.
That's a fact. If you are wealthy or really, really, really good looking, You're going to make it. Let's face it.
But you can't.
You're going to make it.
You can't just be wealthy, though. Wealthy is not enough. You've got to be.
Really?
No, you got to be like.
Like, look at Warren Buffett. He's gross.
Right, but he's not just wealthy. That guy could buy a country.
He's ultra wealthy. Yeah. Okay, but I'm talking like.
No, if you can buy a country, you can have whoever you want.
If you've got seven figures in your bank account, your life's okay. You know?
Yeah.
If you're a 9+, specifically if you're a 9+ woman, your life is going to be all right. You're going to find a way to make it. Even like you can be a woman who is a 9 or better can literally be as dumb as a potato and make it in life. Like you can make a good life for yourself. That's a fact. We've seen it proven over time. Now, if you're an 8, you better either have like a good sense of humor or a degree or something.
Or at least 100 IQ.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the reality is, if you're a 5, you better be a Mensa member. Or
or be Justin Verlander in the sack.
Yeah.
I mean, one of those two.
Now, for dudes, it's a different scale. Ugly dudes can succeed in life. I mean, you're living proof that it doesn't take any good looks at all, none, to make a successful career. Right? Because you work hard, you're diligent, and people just forget about that you're ugly. No one cares. It's not a big deal in the grand scheme for you.
It's not just about work. I have a little talent at what I do. I will say this. Yeah, you're right. Maybe I'm a hideous beast, but I don't think there's another person in the city that could do all the stuff I do.
That could sit here with me for 3 hours a day?
Well, not just that, but run a big chunk of our business and write novels. And
that part's easy.
Really?
Well, the difficult part is dealing with me day in and day out.
No, you're pretty easy to ignore. I know you just take stuff out on me because it's an insecurity issue with you.
I have very low self-esteem. And that's a fact.
Thanks for kicking my plug out there.
Sorry.
All right. Anyway, what do I have here? I have Lightstream.
Yes.
See, here's the thing, AJ. I think your real problem is your credit card debt has gotten too high and is making
literally
you miserable.
I have no credit card debt.
No, you do. You've got like thousands of dollars.
Oh. Yes, I've got a lot. How can I fix it?
And it's all over 18%. But guess what? I can help with that. My friends at Lightstream, you can refinance your high-interest credit card balances and save with a credit card consolidation loan from Lightstream. How about this? You can get a rate as low as 6.14% APR with AutoPay. That rate is fixed. It's never going to go up. So you can get a loan anywhere from $5,000 to $100,000, and there's no fees. And that 6.14%, I'm not good at math, much less than 18%. You can even get your money as soon as the day you apply. And we've got good credit. You deserve great service and a low-interest fixed-rate loan from Lightstream. That's lending uncomplicated. Want to save even more? How about this? Blitzers will get an additional interest rate discount. The only way to get this discount is to go to Lightstream.com/Fred. Lightstream.com/Fred. Subject to credit approval. Rate includes 0.50% autopay discount. Terms and conditions apply. And offers are subject to change without notice. Visit Lightstream.com/Fred for more information.
ESPN 97.5.